Now we are told here he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. They were glad. They covenanted to give him money. They were wondering how they would take him. Now one of the number betrays him. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. In other words, the plot was, wait till the crowd leaves Jerusalem. Wait till we can take him alone. Wait until people will not know what we're doing. And they would take him secretly. And Judas was just to abide his time and let them know. But that time actually never came. And that's the reason in the upper room that John records, you remember when the Lord Jesus gave Judas that sup, he says to him, what you do, do quickly. The time has come, you're going to have to move hurriedly. And he did. And we'll see that in just a moment now. Now we come to the fact that Jesus and his disciples planned the last Passover. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? He said unto them, behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the goodman of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. Now I see no reason, as I've suggested before, to read a miracle in here, that this is just something done miraculously. Our Lord had been to Jerusalem many times. He met the one who had this upper room. He knew him. And I'm sure this friend offered it to him. When you're in Jerusalem, bring your disciples here. And now our Lord's letting him know. And he'd made arrangements the year before or the feast before. I see no reason to read a miracle in you when it's not necessary. Now, verse 14. Now we come to that. When the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And we have here now the fact that he's come to the Last Supper. And the Passover ended at verse 18. Therefore, let me read this. When the hour was come, he sat down, the 12 apostles with him. Judas is there, you see. He said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I'll not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom. He took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this, divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I'll not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. At the Passover, the cup circulated actually four times. And I think he participated up to the last cup. And that was the cup of joy. He did not drink it. And the question arises, did he ever drink that cup? Oh, yes. I think he did. On the cross, they gave him vinegar to drink. And you remember what he said? For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He drank the cup of joy on the cross. That was the cup. He had asked these disciples, James and John, are you able to drink of the cup that I drink of? They thought they could. Well, you notice now what he does. Therefore, on the embers here, the dying embers of the fading feast of Passover, he fanned into flame the new feast, the Lord's Supper. And out of the ashes of a dead economy, there blossoms red life that shall endless be.